Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Very well, thank you, Jamie. I appreciate that. Good morning, everyone. On the July 8th, it seems like a year has gone by, even though it's just 6 months. Time is flying. And good to have you all this morning. God bless you. I hope all of you are well and had a beautiful 4th of July weekend celebration. I know the Commissioner Dot Leach did. She was just sharing before this meeting. But we all did enjoy it as well. So good to have you all. We have a full session today, a lot to cover and go through. So appreciate your presence and being here. So with that, Jamie, I'll let you.
Yep, I will call roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Briseño?
Here.
Commissioner Buck?
I'm here.
Commissioner Dobie? Commissioner Dobie, you're muted.
Here.
Okay, perfect.
Here.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Yes, here.
Commissioner here. Hamill? I don't see him. Commissioner Leach?
Here.
Commissioner Lee?
Here.
Commissioner Matsuba? Commissioner Steinberg?
Present.
And Commissioner Wang?
Present.
Okay, we do have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that.
Move straight to item two, opening quote reflection.
Okay, Commissioner Briseño.
I'm sorry, I'm pretty new at this.
No worries. Whatever you feel like or you want to share, a thought, or if you have something, prepare it all right from your heart.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm happy to be with all of the commissioners to continue the great work that we are asked to take on. And I think just my reflecting quote is the ability this week that I've had to learn a little more about who I'm serving with. And so I'm very appreciative of all of you and understanding what moves you to make sure that we find the roots of the causes of hate in our county. So thank you for the opportunity.
Beautiful. Thank you for the reminder and sharing that. Appreciate it. And your being here as well. You have an amazing group of people to work with. Yeah, and that's a blessing in itself. So thank you. All right. Jamie, I think it's item three.
Item three is monthly summary of commission activities.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. So the monthly summary of activities is the end of the year, and congratulations to our staff for a job so very well done. I can see that we have exceeded in every area except for community police meetings, which we were one short of, but the two outstanding numbers on the matrix of page 5 of 9 is community outreach and relationship building meetings more than doubled. And sadly, the item I, support to hate crime victims, the goal was 8. And of course, we had to do that 74 times in our community. That is a number that is quite incredible. And, you know, particularly in this past month, the commission staff was all over the place, from OCARE to Laguna Woods City Council meeting on anti-Asian hate and prevention efforts. Commission staff facilitated Hate Crime Prevention Network, which is a really important community building activity for bringing our Orange County community together, and other things with law enforcement. But just a huge, huge Zoom round of applause for an incredible year and a challenging year to the core. And I hope this will indicate to our wonderful Board of Supervisors the need for increased staff and outreach for the work that is so, so important. And I know the supervisors are really committed to making this the safest and most tolerant county in the country. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Steinberg. I appreciate that update. a lot to be done, but we are really proud of our staff and the support that we get in getting these things, the outreach effort, but and definitely dealing with the hate instances, which unfortunately is rising, and you know, we'll have to deal with that, and you know, hopefully we get funding, as you mentioned, gets approved in a short time frame, hopefully. Very well, thank you so much. So, Jamie, I guess we move on to the next.
Yes, next is open forum. So if any members of the public that are on this video wishes to speak, if you could hit the hand raise icon on the Zoom app or star 9 on your phone. And we, at the moment, have one, Felicity Figueroa, and we have two. Okay, so both, we have two attendees and both wish to speak. So I will unmute the first one I saw, which is Felicity Figueroa. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so glad to see that you will be discussing ethnic studies at this meeting. That's so wonderful. With so much disinformation in the news nowadays about what ethnic studies actually is and where it would be taught, it would be so helpful for the Commission to put out a statement edifying the public on its benefits, both immediate and to future generations. Contrary to current propaganda, ethnic studies does not foment hate. It foments understanding. As George Santayana said, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it, which is exactly why it's so crucial for our young people to be shown the realities of our history. We all must face the truth about what was done, and in some cases is still being done in our names and often with our tax dollars, even if we are not directly involved. History must be exposed, examined, and mined for its lessons. The only way we can do better and make progress is to provide this crucial information and a possible roadmap that our young people will need to make a better future for themselves and their own children. For that reason, we should not shy away from including all of the dark periods that existed and still exist in many parts of our world, including here in the U.S. We need to be transparent about our failings because our students are already very aware of them, whatever we might want to believe. Slavery and indigenous genocide are only the most obvious, but unfortunately, there are many more. I think it's also important to make it crystal clear that an ethnic studies course offered in our high schools has nothing to do with the critical race theory taught in some law classes. This is targeted propaganda, pure and simple, put out by those who don't want our history brought to light. And the secondary ethnic studies course would necessarily present the material in an appropriate manner for the relevant age groups while still including all the accompanying historical data. All of the above is why I'm so glad that the Commission is taking up this task. A statement from you will go a long way towards making the teaching of ethnic studies an accepted reality in our county. As an active member of the Commission's Hate Crime Prevention Network, I believe that if we are really going to eradicate hate, the most effective tool we have is the ability to educate our children so they will be better prepared to deal with these issues better than we have been. They are our best hope. Thank you.
Thank you.
So very much, Felicity. That's very well eloquently put, and you know, we appreciate your comments on that. Thank you.
Next is Pat Davis. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. And Felicity, you put it so well. I have a granddaughter who's one of those who is the hope of our future. And as a young Latinx girl going into high school, her first experiences are trying to advocate for hearing more about herself, her history, and those sorts of things. I am shocked that Fullerton is putting up a bit of a resistance. So I want to second certainly the discussion of ethnic studies courses. I have also concern for teachers who will be put in that position, that they're supported both in preparation and in the ways in which they are received on the campus. I also am not sure if you all are aware of the OC Board of Ed is coming up with two community-based forums, which they're doing as the way to bring the truth to ethnic studies. Very inflammatory and hostile approach. And your statement could go a long way in countering that. They're expecting hundreds of people who will come from the hate-filled approach that we can't have this in our schools. So, again, I look to this group to use that statement in ways that we can push that forward. And They're coming up July 27th in Rossmore and August 24th in Yorba Linda. And both communities are not looking forward to what that's going to bring. And while I'm trying to get out more, I'm not sure that's going to be the safest place to be. So, again, thank you for that. Also, in terms of the Board of Supervisors proposal, I'm most curious and hope I can stay on to hear more about that. I'm always talking money, but I'm also curious about content. And I don't know if that's a practice, but in my spare time reading, it would be lovely if there were any documentation that maybe you attached to your agendas so we could maybe get an idea, or that's not appropriate. But I appreciate the agenda, but there's nothing behind it that can help me even make a better comment or poke you in some way or praise you in others. So, again, thank you for today, and I'm going to be listening in the background. And please be fierce in your statement about ethnic studies. It's essential. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Then I'll do the next item.
Yes. Item number 4 is election of officers for the period of August 2021 through July of 2022.
Good morning. Joanne is not able to make it today. She's attending something else, so she asked me to present the ad hoc committee's recommendation for next year's officers. So we met yesterday, and we had a robust dialogue. And our nominations for the next year's chair is Farood Faruqi, and then the vice chair nomination is Joanne Matsuba.
Commissioner Lee, this is Renee Ramirez. I just want to make sure that the direction was clear. Anybody who was nominated should be included on the slate for consideration. The ad hoc was not supposed to dissect or dwindle down the list of nominees.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we need to make sure that the complete list of nominees is presented today, and then we will take an official vote.
Okay. I do have the complete nomination.
Could you read those nominations out loud, and then Jamie will ask for an action.
Okay, so the commission chair nominations, the names that came, do I give the number of the nominations?
No, it's just the nomination. And then we take nominations from the floor before we take any action on next chair and vice chair.
Okay, so Farood Faruqi, Joanne Matsuba, Jennifer Wang, and Etta Risneno was the commission chair nominations. And the vice chair nominations, Joanne Matsuba and Jennifer Wang.
Thank you, Commissioner Lee. I appreciate that. Hopefully, it has not swayed the commission in any way with the earlier and what the commission has said. Yeah, so let's just wipe that out because we want to be fair. We don't want to look like there's any kind of racism, anything going on here, which is so.
To nominate anyone else for either chair or vice chair.
Yourself, for that matter.
Or yourself, yeah. Or yourself.
Right. Commissioners, do we have anybody else who wants to take any of the positions? No? Okay. So no further names added to on the floor. So do we move to...
Chair? I'm sorry, I just have a question. We remove names. I'd like to remove myself from consideration as chair.
Okay. And would you like to put yourself in another slot?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So we now move to chair is Joanne Matsuba and Commissioner Jennifer Wang and myself. So do we first move on that particular position, or what do we do? Jamie and Renee, how do we, what's the direction here?
So Jamie will call roll and determine, the votes, and then we can take it from there.
Yeah. It's really up to you how you want to do it. I mean, I can call out each name and you can say yes or no, or, and we can see who gets the most votes, or we can just do them one at a time. We can vote on, you, Commissioner Fruki, first, and then, what normally with my other groups, whoever wins first is, we're done.
Right. Well, I'd rather start with Jennifer and, I know Commissioner Joanne Matsuda is not here, but nonetheless, she represents herself. I'm thinking, I don't know how her vote would be, my thinking would be to be for herself, unless it's otherwise.
Well, but she can't vote unless she's here, so only the people that are in attendance can vote.
Okay.
So what we can do is we can start with vice chair, mm-hmm. and everybody gets one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. It's a better way to go. Let's go.
Jamie can announce the two candidates again, and then everybody will get one vote, and of course the candidate with the most votes will take that role for next year.
Okay. Do you want me
is
to,
that okay, Jamie?
Yeah, that's fine. I can do each one first. I can do Joanne first and then Jennifer. Is that how you want me to do it? Or do you want me to just, when I call out the commissioner's name, they can tell me if they want Joanne or Jennifer? That
I
one?
I think that's easier.
Okay, that's fine with me. I don't care. Okay, so for vice chair, the two nominees are Commissioner Joanne Matsuba and Commissioner Jennifer Wang. So when I call your name, if you can tell me which one you would like, Commissioner Wang or Commissioner Matsuba. Okay. Commissioner Briseño?
Matsuba, please.
Okay. Commissioner Buck?
Commissioner Wang, please.
Commissioner Dobie?
Commissioner Matsuba, please.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Commissioner Matsuba as well.
And Commissioner Hamill is not here. Commissioner Leach? Oh, you're muted.
My apologies. Commissioner Wang.
Okay. Commissioner Lee.
Commissioner Matsuba.
And Commissioner Matsuba is not here. Commissioner Steinberg.
Commissioner Wang.
And Commissioner Wang.
I'll vote for myself.
Okay. So we have one, two, three, four votes for Commissioner Wang. And one, two, three, four votes. Did I get that right? For Commissioner Matsuba. And somebody would need six in order to win. Two, three, four. Yeah, one, two, three, four. Yes, so it's a tie. We can vote again if you want. And if enough people change their votes. I can do it again. Is that good?
But do we have all of the votes because you're missing, obviously?
Well, we have two people that are absent, and we do have one vacancy. So yeah, so eight people voted. Yeah,
okay.
And we need six in order to make the selection. So I can do it one more time if you wish, and we'll see how that goes. If not, we can always wait until the next meeting. And
is there anything in the bylaws for the tie, to break the tie? Is there any other thing, or is just going through the whole process again?
Yep, do it again.
Yeah.
Only those that are present can be voting right now anyway.
I have a clarification question. Could there be co-vice chairs?
Not based on the bylaws. The bylaws identify the two positions.
Mm.
Thank you for asking. That's a good question.
That's a good question. Yeah.
Okay. I will do it again.
Okay, you'll have to do it again.
Yep. One more time. Okay. Start again in alpha order. Commissioner Briseño.
Oh my goodness, Jamie, I need a little bit of time.
Okay, I can come back to you. It's fine.
They're both amazing. My goodness.
That's a tough one. It's a very tough one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I struggled the first time. Come back to me, please. Come back
Okay. Commissioner Buck?
Commissioner Wang.
Okay, that stays the same. Commissioner Dobie?
Matt Silva.
Stays the same. Commissioner Faruqi?
Yeah, it's a tough one again, just like Commissioner Brasino was saying. I'll go with Commissioner Wang.
Commissioner Wang now, okay. Where am I? Commissioner Leach?
Commissioner Wang.
Okay, it stays the same. Commissioner Lee?
Oi. you know what? I'll change my vote to Commissioner Wang.
Okay. Commissioner Steinberg?
Commissioner Wang.
Commissioner Wang?
I have to vote for myself.
Okay, that's fine. And Commissioner Briseño?
Commissioner Wang.
Okay, so I do believe Commissioner Wang wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, Commissioner Wang is now our vice chair.
Very well, thank you. So, appreciate that. So, I guess we go to the next position.
For chair. Yes, yeah, so we have three nominees for that. Commissioner Faruqi, Commissioner Matsuba, and Commissioner Wang. Are you going to stay?
Are withdraw.
You withdrawing? Okay. So, I have no.
There's only two?
Correct. Is Commissioner Matsuba and Commissioner Faruqi. So Commissioner Matsuba, I'm sorry, Commissioner Wang is withdrawing. Okay, so I will call each commissioner and you let me know if you are voting for Commissioner Faruqi or Commissioner Matsuba. Okay, so Commissioner Briseño?
Commissioner Faruqi.
Commissioner Buck?
Commissioner Matsuba.
Commissioner Dobie?
Sorry, taking a call from a phone. It's a complicated word. We're going to go with Fareed, please.
Okay. And Commissioner Faruqi?
That's a tough one. I go for the Commissioner Matsuba.
Okay. Mr. Hamill is absent. Commissioner Leach?
Commissioner Faruqi.
Commissioner Lee?
Commissioner Matsuba.
Commissioner Matsuba is absent. Commissioner Steinberg?
Commissioner Matsuba, please.
And Commissioner Wang?
Commissioner Matsuba.
So it is 3 for Commissioner Faruqi, 5 for Commissioner Matsuba, so nobody wins. We can do it again because we need 6. Okay, I will start over again. Commissioner Briseño?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I'm going to change my vote to, seeing how Commissioner Faruqi voted, I'm going to change my vote to Commissioner Briseño.
Okay.
So you don't have to follow me. I was just doing it because of a different reason. Nonetheless, I respect that.
Commissioner Buck?
Commissioner Matsuba.
Commissioner Dobie?
I will not also vote against someone who did not vote for themselves, so I'll go with Matsuba.
Okay. Commissioner Faruqi?
I hold the same.
Okay. Commissioner Leach?
Commissioner Faruqi, please.
Okay. Commissioner Lee?
Matsuba.
Okay. Commissioner Steinberg?
Matsuba.
And Commissioner Wang?
Matsuba.
Okay. So we do receive enough votes for Commissioner Matsuba is our new chair, so I guess she will take over at the next meeting.
Congratulations. I think it's a good choice, and I'm relieved. Not that I wouldn't want to have to serve, but I think it's always good for rotation. So appreciate the hard work of the nomination the ad hoc committee, and I think we have all voted on our spirit and what we are looking for in diversity, inclusion, and new leadership. I have as and I don't know if this is appropriate time, I think it is, because the next meeting will be chaired by our new chairperson, Commissioner Matsuba, and I'm delighted that she will be the one leading us with Vice Chair Commissioner Jennifer Wang. What a combination. It's unbelievable. So you have all of our support, and definitely myself. I have enjoyed being an interim vice chair, or chair, I should say, and hopefully I have led you well in the short time that I was put in this position. And there's a lot to be done. There's a lot more work to be done at the beginning. And we do need women to lead us. And I'm glad that we have that change. And I'm not being in any other way but to say that we need more representation and voice of a different kind. So thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity. So, okay. So we are done with item four.
Yes.
Jamie, we move on.
Yep. Item number five is review, discuss, and approve draft statement of solidarity proposed by Media and Communications Ad Hoc Committee.
Thank you, Jamie. So our ad hoc committee met, and I want to thank our fellow commissioners for taking that time, because we had to really review the draft. I assume everybody received a copy of the draft of the agenda, but I think I want to still take time to read it out loud, and then we can discuss it. Just to give you a heads up, within this discussion, we really just broke it down into three parts. First off, we're going to read and discuss the statement. The second part, the fellow commissioners, we actually discussed the possibility of having a template so that when incidents happen, we can make statements in a timely manner. And then the third portion of what we would like to discuss is the recommendation of integrating a standing committee. Again, this is just for discussion. Okay, so I'll just read the statement. In the recent months, OC Public Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow, OC Supervisor Katrina Foley, and their families faced acts of hate speech, threats, and intimidation at their homes. This comes after almost a year since the previous public health officer resigned due to facing similar incidents at their home. The Orange County Human Relations Commission denounces this type of dreadful and hate-filled behavior against public employees doing their job. The mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission is to seek out the causes and tension and conflict, discrimination, and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes. We believe in everyone's right to live free of racism, hate, discrimination, and bigotry, not only in Orange County, but beyond. These types of repugnant acts of hate speech and racism demonstrate the need to assess our past, acknowledge past incidences of hate, intolerance, and racism, and recommit to the promotion of tolerance, equity, and condemning all types of hate. As numerous communities continue to share stories about facing acts of hate, bias, and discrimination, the Orange County Human Relations Commission commits to lifelong learning and anti-racist education, listening to all marginalized communities to understand the disparities that exist in Orange County, and finding ways to address issues with the commission's purview. If you have been a victim or know someone who has been a victim of a hate incident, please call our confidential line, 714-480-6580, or via our online portal at the link. So I present you the statement, and we would love to have some feedback. Is there anything that we need to adjust, change?
I think Wang, I think it's very well put together. Thank you for the committee to have worked on it and to present it before the commission. Open up for discussion if anyone or any other commissioners have comments on it.
So this is Amy speaking. I like it a lot. I just want to say thank you for the acknowledgement of Dr. Quick also experiencing incidents a year ago.
Amy, I wanted to say that it was a very, we discussed it if we should actually name her, but because she did leave, I know for a fact she even left the state.
She did.
We just decided to acknowledge it, but not actually put her name in.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Literally, I know.
And knowing her, that's probably what she would have preferred. So, but I just think that role is, you know, you and I have spoken before, but we know that throughout the United States, approximately 200 public health leaders have been fired or retired or have resigned because of threats due to COVID.
The statement speaks to what it should be and what we stand for as a commission. So I think it's important to put it out there. I appreciate that. Do we have anyone else comment? No. Okay. I guess the commission, Jamie, the process would be there's nothing to vote upon. We just present this statement to the Board of Supervisors.
You can vote on it, that it is part of the title to approve it. So okay. If somebody wants to make a motion in a second, that's great.
Okay.
So I got, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but I do have a quick question. Are you approving this as a commission statement? Because for the bylaws, you have two avenues to release statements. One is the commission can vote and approve, and if there's a quorum and approval, then you can release on specific HRC approved letterhead that basically says that this statement is not approved or endorsed, and you can have Jenna read the exact language in just a minute, and you can issue that on your own, and or if you want the county to be a part of it, there is a county approval process for that, like we have done with some other of our press releases and statements. We've run them through County Executive Office, PIO. So I just need to know the direction is, are you planning to release it on HRC letterhead immediately? Then we should just make sure that's clear.
So Renee, if we did the first option on the letterhead with our approval, does it mean we can put it on the website, we can send it out, or is it just individual commissioners sending it out in their individual capacity? How does it work?
No, so Norma, as support to the commission, would send it out, and then the commission website is for that purpose of sharing information. It's the actual template that would say not endorsed by the county. Jenna, are you on the line?
Sure, I can go ahead and read it.
Can you read that the bottom, the language on the top of the template that explains the...
Sure. It reads, this document does not represent an official county position and has not been approved or endorsed by the County of Orange or the Orange County Board of Supervisors.
Thank you,
Jenna.
Thank you. So, no, that's clear, because if we go the other route, getting county approval, that's going to be a long time span, I would think, isn't it?
You know, there's no guarantee. I can't guarantee. I can tell you that I can submit it today through the process, but there is an approval process. We have had things submitted and returned and ready for release within 3 days, but again, you know, it just depends on if we're going to ask each individual supervisor to provide a statement, or if they want to provide a statement or a quote in the body of the document. That may take a little longer. So it's really whatever, you know, the Human Relations Commission as a whole decides to do. I'm happy to help facilitate either or.
Appreciate that. Any further clarification? So, yeah, we'll put this to a resolution or a vote with the commission, and one is the approval of the statement itself, as it stands from the commission as put together by the ad hoc committee. And secondly, within that, we can identify whether we want to go with option one, which is just putting on the letterhead and making it available right away, or if we choose to go the other route. So the commission can determine that. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So Jamie, if you want to, do we have a motion on the floor?
We actually have two commissioners that have their hand raised, Commissioner Briseño and Commissioner Dobie.
I missed that. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the statement as written, and also for us to go with the route of moving it forward with the statement at the bottom that it's not by the county, that it's just from the commission.
Thank you, Commissioner Vecenio.
I second that.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Rabbi Steinberg. So we have a motion and we have a second.
Commissioner Doby still has her hand raised, though.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I don't really, it's just a small piece of, I guess, input, if you will, from a council member standpoint. I'm not sure. I know we've had some people come to us and ask for a letter directly from council, like, would you endorse this as a city or as council members? And is there any way that maybe Mrs. Foley's office or anyone can get a letter of support? I understand the process of getting something through all of the different hoops and loops. I get that. But I know from my own experience, when something comes through to the city level and it doesn't have official endorsement, it's seen differently. It has more teeth. It has more weight when you say, this is at least one other person that has endorsed it besides us, although that is this body's chief function. When you have someone that supports it that is in a different capacity, it lends it a little more, for lack of a better term, credibility. I think that the verbiage of it is outstanding. The wording of it is phenomenal. But that part at the bottom is like, it almost is like, okay, well, this is just what we think, and we didn't have anybody else to agree with this. Most citizens don't know the process of getting something approved and with official stamps and all of that, so they just think, oh, well, that group decided to go off and do that, and that's what they think, not understanding that, no, we had other people that agreed with us, but it would have taken a few more steps and a lot more time to get those official signatures and stamps.
Point well made, Commissioner Doby. I appreciate that. Thank you for highlighting that. And that does dilute or reduces the impact, as you mentioned, of what we are trying to convey. That said, this is the motion that we have, unless there's a modification to it, or we discuss it further. The only alternate I feel that can happen is that we go along with this and also request, and I do not know, Renee, you can help us on this, whether we can also have a motion for the County Board of Supervisors to look at it and approve it while we have this out almost immediately. Because the idea of the statement is at least people get to know that we have done something. If it doesn't come out timely and 2 years pass by, it has no meaning, or 2 months or 2 weeks. You know, George Floyd happened, and if nothing, no statements were made and people are not on the street, it wouldn't have made the change and impact that we now know on. So it's almost equivalent to that. And this could have turned ugly for Dr. Clayton Chow. We do not know that. Thank God they are safe. But you know, it is something that we stand by, advocate, and incidents of these kind have no place in Orange County or anywhere else. So how do we convey that? So we have a motion, and I'm just suggesting that if there is an alternate, we do both. Renee, is it possible?
I don't think there's anything in the bylaws that prevent you from doing both, but there are two clear paths for when you want to release something very quickly with HRC approval solely, and then when you want to seek county approval, there's a path for us to follow as well. I think that the statement is very well written and it will not be a problem to get it approved, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands the process moving forward as well. Because we could present something to the Board of Supervisors and they may not feel, one, it's timely, or that there's a need, or that they want to support it. So, you know, there's always that issue could come to light at some point. So I just want everybody to understand that's why there are two processes in place in the bylaws. So I don't think there's anything preventing it, but I think that there are two paths intentionally.
Very good. And I see another hand for Commissioner Wang. You have something to say, please.
Thank you, Chair. I actually appreciate Commissioner Doby's thoughts on this. And if there's really nothing holding us back by choosing both paths, then I would support both. Because if, like I said, we need to do things in a timely manner. So if we make the statement and then, of course, the county supports it, we have nothing to lose. And if they don't support it, at least their scheme is out.
If you have one. Yeah, I agree. That's exactly what I was going to suggest, but I'm glad you bring it up, Commissioner Wang. And I see, again, some more hands going. Commissioner Leach, I believe.
I think it's vitally important that we look to the timeliness of this. If we are an entity that is going to carry any weight and effectiveness, we have to be timely. My background is in broadcast journalism, and I can tell you that timeliness and effectiveness go hand in hand. And if very much time is allowed to lapse, it becomes non-newsworthy. And I think, we run the risk right now. Fortunately, the way the statement of solidarity is written, it says in recent months. This should have actually realistically gone out immediately after it happened. Part of what Commissioner Wang spoke of a few minutes ago was that our ad hoc committee also spoke of doing a template, and that the first, for instance, the first paragraph, I tend to call a preamble because I have written statements like this for various groups, but that can be customized for each event that occurs, naming names, places, what prompted the issuance of this statement, and then go into the body of the statement with the idea that it either support things are going on or denounce things that are going on. An example would be we would denounce any hate acts, for instance, that happened to Dr. Chow or Supervisor Foley. But the possibility is that this commission may want to support, for instance, the recent anti-Asian hate rally. I'm just using that as an example. But I think that in reality that this commission should consider adopting a template that with the possibility of it being a standing approval by the commission, and that it go out, and Renee, you can correct me on this, but I'm wondering, can it go out under the signature of both the president, or I'm sorry, go out under the signature of the executive director and the chair of the commission with a standing approval from the commission that those two signees determine when and if a statement goes out and to what event.
Right. I definitely see where you're coming from, and I see the purpose and the intent, and I do support that. The way the bylaws are currently written, we don't have the ability to do that, but there's nothing, you know, that stops us from revising those bylaws. And so I had a conversation with County Council because I did get feedback about your first ad hoc meeting and the concerns that came up. And so County Council has asked us to work together and to put our questions in writing, and then he will review them, and then he will meet with the ad hoc, Norma and myself, to discuss further. But I think that there could be some value in that. There's also the ability in the current bylaws, just so that everybody remembers, the chair can call a special at any time. So if there's an incident today and it's something that the HRC feels passionate about putting out a statement or responding or having some kind of comment, you could call a special, you know, as long as you have 24 hours notice for the very next day and get it approved and put it on county approved HRC letterhead that clearly has the statement that Jenna read to us a few minutes ago. So there is a way to be timely without, you know, going through county channels.
maybe, you know, or in the past, maybe we haven't, you know, utilized that process, but if commissioners are aware that that's the intent of this commission, you know, if there was to be an incident, maybe they could free themselves up in the next day or two so they could attend a special and get that action approved so that you could, in fact, release something within, you know, 72 hours.
Thank you. Thank you, and I appreciate that. And thank
sure.
you. Commissioner Leach for bringing that to our attention, that we should come up with a template for future statements that need to go out, and there's a format to it. But I guess we have a process to get that introduced. Do we have any other more comments before we... Yes.
There's three more people that have their hands raised.
Oh, yes. Okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. I don't think it's a good idea to double dip I think this is a statement of support, which is exceedingly well written and of value, but it's not a statement that necessarily has an action item. I think we should save the action items for approval by the Board of Supervisors and just put this out under our own name. I think that, you know, there's kind of a difference there, and as Renee can tell you, this is not the first time we've had this conversation about timely statements and whatnot. We're already a month behind of when this happened. And so getting it out sooner rather than later is, I think, really important. Commissioner Adobe's point is spot on about the importance factor and how it is seen. But since there's no action really being called necessarily in this statement, it doesn't really need the Board of Supervisors, and we don't have to be... you know, we just want to be on record that this is not acceptable in Orange County. If it were moving for a financial thing or moving the Board of Supervisors to make a statement, which they already have about this issue, that would be one thing. But this is just about OC Human Relations being on record and saying this doesn't fly with us, and this is why we exist. So my recommendation would be get it out there, let's not double dip, and let's wait for the important things to ask for the Board of Supervisors' approval. And if it's super important, Renee has ways of getting it in front of supervisors so that it is timely. This would go to the bottom of the pile because it's just not happening right now. So I would hate to use our political capital or lack thereof for something that doesn't really need their eyes. So thank you.
If I might just add, and just as a reminder for maybe anyone that doesn't know, Supervisor Doe, or Chairman Doe, and Vice Chair Chafee already released a statement about the incidents that occurred at Dr. Chow's home. So they have issued their own statement early on regarding this same issue. So maybe that
makes sense. I think we have, I still see two more hands. Is that from previous or is this new?
I think it's new. So. Commissioner Doby and Commissioner Briseño.
I just call for the question. We have a motion on the floor, and it was seconded.
Can we take a vote on it if there's no other further discussion, unless I don't know if Commissioner Doby has any comment as well, or is it?
Well, the last thing I'll add, and I do appreciate y'all's patience with me. I realize I'm a council member, but that was kind of baptism by fire as well, so I'm super learning as I go. So I thank you for your patience with me. If you could see my face, you'd see my sincerity. But I want to be very, very clear. I think the decree is outstanding, and I think that it is superbly necessary. I guess I'm more a bottom line person. I'm not big picture person, so I'm just trying to see how to make it as impactful as possible. I see a lot of paperwork that comes across our city clerk's desk, my desk, the city manager's desk. And you kind of learn to look for what is going to make this very important, where I have to, it grabs my attention and I focus. So I realized some statements were already given. Would there be a way when the Board of Supervisors release their statement that it could be, like, we could ride on their coattails? Is there a way that we could put our statement with theirs? Is I'm really just trying to see, because I heard what the rabbi was saying as well. And I don't want it, please understand, I'm not that politician. I'm not looking to slow it down. I'm looking for a way to freight train this thing so that it's quick, that we're not just a committee that has these meetings behind closed doors and something may happen and may not happen, but hey, we had a meeting. y'all, I despise meetings with every fiber of who I am. So I really don't want it to be where, okay, we got together and we chatted and this what came up with. It's like, no, if we're denouncing, there's something behind it. And if it doesn't have to go to the Board of Supervisors for that, awesome. But if there's a way that we can kind of more incorporate them so that there is more power, if that's the right word, given to this group that was set up for very specific purposes, because it sometimes seems like maybe it's counterintuitive. Like, we're given a job, but we're not given all the tools to do it. And if I'm incorrect in that, please correct me. But sometimes I feel like that might be the case in some instances. And I understand that as well, because I'm also like, I don't like to call myself a politician, but I have a title. And I get that there are things that you can say and things that you can't say, and some things you just got to put your 2 feet down and stand on it. And people don't always want to do that right away. So is there a way that this group could say, hey, we say this, and this is the authority that we have to say it. And this is why you need to listen. And this is why it matters. This is why it's important. Otherwise, I don't want it to be just another beautifully written decree. I've seen so many of those as well. So if there's some way where when the supervisors give their statement, that we can put our stamp on that. Like, is that something that's possible? Or certain decrees or certain statements that we can release where they up front, like, you know, Rabbi heard you. No, we don't want to double dip. You definitely don't want to use your clout when unnecessary, but is it something that could be being worked towards? Like, hey, when something passes this litmus, then y'all can go and you have the authority of our stamp. We stand behind you, whether you can get it before us in a few hours or not, to say X, Y, and Z. Like, is there something like that that could be done? Or forgive me if it's already being done, but that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I hope I got all that correctly. That's why I like putting stuff in writing first, because sometimes when I just say it off the cuff, it might not come across right. Feel free to question me on anything that I just said, but y'all, that's where my heart is.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, Commissioner Dobie. I think you've said it well, even though it's off the cuff, but you have conveyed your thoughts. And as to what can be done for the future, yeah, is what you indicated, whether we go on the coattails of supervisors, if the statement already could we have also been added to that, something to take into consideration. And I think from what Renee did mention, that will have to go through a bylaw changes. But the second option is still available to us right now. The question is whether we want to exercise that as well, in addition to what we want to put out. One does not dilute the other. It will only reinforce what we have already written and put out. This is my own opinion. But right now we have a motion. Let's take a vote on that motion and complete that. And if we still feel that you want to do the second part of it, we can take a separate motion on that and send it to the Board of Supervisors. I hear what Rabbi Steinberg is saying, political capital, but whether it is somebody being hurt, somebody being targeted, or a life lost, I don't know which one is more important than the other. Do you wait for somebody to be killed to figure out that it was important enough, or do you do it when it is still yet brewing? And this is our very purpose of why we are here, to combat or to reduce hate, conflict, and all these issues. And I think if it happens to one, it could happen to another tomorrow. So when is a statement meaningful, and how soon? You know, and so all of these are different things, and we have been given a task. We have got limited tools in our toolbox, as you did mention, but we make the best of what it is. So let's go ahead and take a vote on the existing motion. We don't have any more hands, so we can go home.
Okay, so as I understand it, the motion on the floor is to approve this statement as it is written and then to release it on the commission letterhead. So, Commissioner Briseño?
Aye.
Commissioner Buck?
Aye.
Commissioner Dobie?
Aye.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Aye.
Commissioner Hamill is absent. Commissioner Leach?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Matsuba is absent. Commissioner Steinberg?
Aye.
And Commissioner Wang?
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimously.
Thank you, Jamie. If we still feel we can introduce another motion, if the commission feels that we should, and take it to the Board of Supervisors. If not, we can stick to what we have. Do we have anyone that wants to make a motion on that? I see a no. Okay. All right. So it stands. We have done it. Thank you so very much for Commissioner Wang and the committee to have put this together. Our statements do carry weight. I should say this. If we have been put in this place by and chosen by the Board of Supervisors, empowered by the community, and however we came into these positions, that in itself should speak volumes. So I don't need to constantly say that I need approval. Yes, we do need approval in certain places, but our statements also should carry weight coming from the commission. So I feel that, you know, it will do the job, God willing.
Mr. Chair, can I just respond to Commissioner Dobie's really thoughtful comment? Over the years, Commissioner, the Board of Supervisors has on more than one occasion reached out to the commission for a statement that they can then include in their own statements. And so that's really helpful to know that actually it flows both ways. That they think it's, they want the commission's kind of backing, if you will, not that they need it, but they like that on there, they will sometimes give a call and say, you know, come up with a statement so that we can include it in what we're saying. So it does happen, in fact, and I think your insights are quite important on that level. But I just wanted to let you know that it flows both ways.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that insight.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. All right.
And actually, Chair, as I mentioned before, the ad hoc committee, we actually wanted to come here and cover three topics.
Okay.
Commissioner Dot actually covered a bit of it regarding the template, and I think that was helpful, but I think we would probably in some other time need to discuss this in a manner that gives us more concrete results. And then the third part was actually we were coming forth with the recommendation of integrating a standing committee.
Yeah.
And I know this has related to the bylaws, so we just want to bring it to the
yeah.
commission.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Wang. That standing committee has been discussed before, and I think we will include that. And I think that there is some, I don't know if the bylaws thing is on this agenda this time around, but I thought we did talk about it. And I know Rabbi Steinberg is on that committee, I believe, if that committee still exists. Yeah, I don't know who else is there that I'm aware of. Because Reynolds, the previous commissioner, was on it as well. This is going back a year ago or so, or maybe 2 years now. So if that committee is still in existence, we can just add more people. If we can do that today, that'd be great, and then empower that committee to go back and add items that need to be added. So to your point, yeah, perhaps that's going to be part of what we do.
Chair, if you'd like to appoint someone to the committee, you can do that. There's no action required. The bylaws give you the ability just to appoint another person to that ad hoc committee. But you are right. We have met. We did stop our meetings when COVID hit, but we actually came to a standstill at that point as well because we were waiting for some other things like the scope of the contract for the next calendar year, and the county has... one of their attorneys looking at bylaws across the board. There's 86 councils and commissions that the county has, and so they're looking to come up with a more generic template that will be used by all commissions. I'm told that they are very close to finalizing. I think we were given a date in August, so that was the next step. We were going to wait until we got the template, incorporate all of the changes. We have been tracking the changes that you guys have been talking about. I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, that you did vote at the last meeting to establish a ad hoc and look at incorporating that into a standing committee when the bylaws were revised. So I think that has already been done and it is in the works.
Okay. So, thank you, Renee, for that reminder. And would you know, or maybe Norman, or maybe any one of you would know, who do we have besides Rabbi, or is it...
So it was Rabbi, myself, Jenna, and Norma. So I think from the commission, it is only Rabbi Rick at this point.
Okay.
Not that only. I mean, he's pretty powerful, and we probably don't need anybody else. But if you'd like to include somebody else, we welcome them to the group.
Thank you, Renee.
Absolutely. No, he can carry the weight. I know that.
Yeah. Most definitely.
I actually, thank you very much. I actually think somebody from Commissioner Wang's commission, maybe as the vice chair now, I don't mean to volunteer you, Commissioner Wang. In the bylaws, everything makes makes a lot of sense what we worked on. This is really the most outstanding piece, is the how to get timely messages out. It's one Renee and I have struggled with. I've pushed hard and she's pushed forward hard, and then we got pushed back. I mean, it's been back and forth because our commission is just slightly different than the other 80 plus commissions because of the nature of our work and the timeliness of it. And so, Jennifer, if you're willing, I think you would be an excellent addition, particularly given your new position as vice chair. But if not, that's okay. But I just think that is the most outstanding piece of the bylaw issue that we've wrestled with. I think we're going on year 3 now of this ad hoc committee.
Right. Thank you, Commissioner Steinberg. And if Commissioner Wang wants to be on that committee, absolutely. If there's anyone else, are we limited to how many, or does it have to be only 2 or 3?
Well, it has to be less than half of the commission. So. I think keeping the group, fairly small would be in our best interest, because like Rabbi Rick mentioned, we've come a long way. We have a good document in place. This is probably one of the last things that needs to be addressed.
I would take Rabbi Steinberg's recommendation, and we entrust our new vice chair to be Commissioner Wang. So if you're agreeable, you're on the committee.
I think that if, out of respect, Rabbi Rick, could we speak offline so I can just learn a bit more about the committee before I commit to something like that, actually?
For sure. It's literally, 7 hours a week. That's it. I don't know. Thank you. Yes, let's connect online for sure.
Okay.
Is that a yes? Am I hearing it, or you're going to consult?
Wait.
A wait. Okay. So, but because appointing someone, I mean, you can always add one more.
Just to remind the group, the chair has to do the appointment. So, Farid does not do it today, we have a new chair starting in August. So, okay. They'll have to make that appointment, and it is not done by a vote of the commission. It is selected by the chair. So,
Chara putting myself in there, which I don't want to do, because it's like grabbing everything that you can get, and that's not my style. That said, I would like to see that we do fill this position, or I can leave it for the next chair to do so. It'll just be another month, and you're saying August is when possibly the draft or document or whatever is going to come out for review. Is that correct?
So that's the date we were given. I have to follow up to see if that date has been trued up, but there isn't anything that prevents us from meeting again. Like I said, we have a good document with all of the track changes that Rabbi Rick mentioned have been, we've been incorporating for the last 24, 36 months. So we're not starting from scratch.
Right.
I think the only piece is if we want to change the language that dictates how and when a statement is released, that's where we'll have to put some focus before we bring the bylaws forward to the supervisors for approval.
Right. So between now and August, let's say that document with changes that we have already been for the past 3 years get incorporated, right? How much time do we have again to review and give it back to the supervisors for final approval? How does it work?
So the supervisors have the authority, are the only ones that have the authority to officially amend or modify and approve the bylaws. So we wouldn't take them to them until we are ready. They've asked that if there are things that can wait to be amended, that we hold the bylaws until the county template has been issued. And that's really the period that we've been in for some time. What they don't want to happen is we have new approved bylaws, and then they release the template, and we need to go back to the supervisors to put our bylaws into this county template. So we were trying to kill two birds with one stone by incorporating all of the changes, being ready to implement the proposed bylaws onto the new template once it's released.
Well, yeah. If I have to fill that position, I recommend another name, and I would turn to Commissioner Leach to be on the on the bylaws committee. If you're,
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Because I think you bring a lot to the table as well. It would be a good addition, and if. Things change, and if the next chair wants to add one more person, we still have time. But the reason I feel, or as a body, we need to, if there's some review that needs to be done with more than one mind or two minds, and you have Rabbi Steinberg already on it, Norma is there, and so is Renee, so then we can review what was already submitted or take a look at what needs to be refreshed. For the standing committees that we have requested, and maybe anything new that needs to come on. I know the next line item is talking about the ethnic studies and all that, and that's critical. We cannot have understanding without knowing. So that said, that there could be other things that could come about through this committee that needs to be added to that template that is coming down the pipe from the Board of Supervisors. So we want to be in readiness, not wait and then come back again and rehash the whole thing. So thank you, Commissioner Dottlich, for accepting it. And there's no vote for this. I guess it's an appointment and we move on. Is that right, Renee?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So any other further discussion on item 5 from Jennifer, Commissioner Wang?
Oh, thank you.
You're covered?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the good work. I appreciate that. All right, we'll go to the next item on the agenda, okay. Item 6.
Item 6 is to discuss ethnic studies courses in Orange County high schools.
Okay, and we have Commissioner Ada Briseño. Commissioner, please take it on.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to say that I know that as commissioners, our goal is to reduce the hate in Orange County. And we know also that the more people we educate, the less hate we see. And that learning about one another opens us to understanding and empathy. And so I want to read a quote. Ethnic studies helps foster cross-cultural understanding amongst both students of color and white students, and aids students in valuing their own cultural identity while appreciating the differences around them. That's a quote from the National Education Association, which issued a report in 2018 summarizing all research on studies on ethnic studies that was conducted for 30 years for both students of color and white students. And ethnic studies programs really build healthy self-identity and empathy among students of all races, religions, and colors. And the National Educators Association also found that ethnic studies program really improve academic performance and graduation rates, especially, for students of color. 75% of Orange County's public schools students are students of color. So for these, for not only these reasons, but many more, I ask that the chair set up set up an ad hoc committee or however we can incorporate this so that we may draft a statement of support, that this commission drafts a statement of support and stands in support of ethnic studies. I am also aware, and I believe that the year is 2016, the same commission passed and endorsed ethnic studies. I want to thank the public for their comments in regards to this item, and I also want to thank my fellow commissioners for having discussions with me about this, and I just want to
figure out how we can move this forward and bring it back to everyone at the next meeting.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Brasino. Thanks for sharing that. And this is an important item that we do want to address. You would like to recommend to the Commission, and we would like to have an ad hoc committee set up for ethnic studies, which will do a few things. One, obviously, the first thing being putting out a statement from the Commission, and hopefully we get the endorsement and support of the Board of Supervisors as well, on that, so it carries weight and force. And then to look at what are the things that we need to offer from an education, awareness, and engagement standpoint. So, do we take a vote on this to set up an ad hoc committee, or do I just go ahead and...
You have the ability to establish the ad hoc committee.
Then we appoint two or three, minimum two, I guess, committee members, or maybe three committee members. So, all right, we'll go ahead. I propose setting up an ad hoc committee for the ethnic studies to address the issues that we are dealing with. And to, I would like to nominate or appoint Commissioner Ada Brasino as the person leading the charge on the committee. And if there's anyone else that wants to join her, please raise your hands, or if not, I'll have to nominate others. Commissioner Wang, thank you for taking it on, because you're the right person. Being a vice chair, I think you'll add more value. Your plate will be full, but you can handle it. I'm sure you can do that. Anyone else? Maybe one more person, or I think that should be enough.
Commissioner Buck does have her hand raised.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Commissioner Buck, thank you again. You're already very instrumental in many of those committees and good contributor to the process. So I think this should do it. We have three commissioners, I think, and Norma is there, and we can work with this for now. Thank you. So you'll come back with a statement and a framework of what the ad hoc committee is going to put out, and a proposal or the things that we would want to do. If it needs to be long-term engagement, hopefully that will take a different shape. If we get approved with other things that we have put forward, the next item that is coming up, before the supervisors, hopefully that gives us more budget and more expansion into what we can do. All right, so it's approved and it's ready to move forward. Item 7.
Item number 7 is Commissioner Authorization Request for Events.
Okay, so do we have any items that need to be presented or need approval from the Commission? For any new events or anything coming up? No. Okay.
Actually, this is I have a question regarding that. Could you elaborate on this portion? What this means?
Okay. From what I understand, if there's any event or any thing that a commissioner is attending, or we are representing, or presenting, whatever that may be, or if you are individually doing it, it's in your own capacity. But the moment you go and represent the body, the commission itself, we need a prior notice.
Okay, then maybe I'll present this. I don't know if I've ever received this invitation regarding, because I was going to mention this at the end. The Orange County Equity Map platform, there's a launch next week on the 14th, and there's two sessions. One session in the morning, it's for elected officials, stakeholders, and it includes commissioner members. And so I was told to attend that one, in addition to the second session, which is for community-based organizations.
If you're just attending, that's a different thing. But if you're attending,
okay,
with you're wearing a badge of the commission and you're asked to speak or comment upon
it. Not speaking. There's definitely no speaking on my part on that day. But the reason I'm able to even attend the event is because of there is that line that it's commissioner members.
Yeah.
So I was told to attend because I'm on this commission. I just bring it up. I'm really sure.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, Commissioner Wang. And Renee can clarify that. Renee, is there's no thing. You don't need a notification on this one.
If she's attending on behalf of HRC and she's representing the group, then that was the intent of notifying you. You may remember that Chair Reynolds asked for this to be added to the agenda. There's no need for this to be done during the monthly meeting. He thought it would be more convenient if he had a standing item on the agenda, so if anybody had anything, that they could mention it to him at that time. But there is nothing that prohibits you from calling the chair, whoever it may be at the time, and informing them that you will be serving in your Human Relations Commissioner capacity at an event. But like I said, he asked for it to be on the agenda moving forward. Maybe our next chair will prefer to handle it differently.
Right. So, yeah, I think good to answer your question, Commissioner Wang, you're good to attend. Yeah, the only thing is when you make any statement or anything, let's say somebody comes to interview or you are asked to speak, and I know you're not in this case, but if that happens, then that's when the things become a little bit more involved. Right?
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Okay. We'll now go to the item 7.
That was item 7. So item number 8 is ad hoc update, Board of Supervisors proposal.
Okay, I guess that's me. We had turned in the proposal with all changes from the last time we met. We had to go back to the drawing board and add more things to the presentation for the purposes of submitting before the Board of Supervisors, and especially it has been presented. We were waiting for feedback. We have not received the feedback yet. And I know Norma has reached out to the staff, and apparently it is under review or whatever input that needs to come through. Hopefully by next week we should have something of where we stand, or if anything needs to be added or removed, or however that needs to be massaged. It has not come to the full Board of Supervisors for approval. Apparently the budget for the county has already been approved, but this is an item that Supervisor Bartlett is very keen to make it happen. She has been the proponent behind it, so she is wanting to get this done, and we are hoping that will be the case soon. So at this present time, we don't have anything to bring to the commission, unless Norma has anything more to add to what I'm saying. And I know earlier in the open session from the public comment, we did have input that besides other things, to see what this document looks like, right, and what are we talking about, and how is it going to function and operate. All of that cannot happen until the approval comes from the total Board of Supervisors, because they are the stakeholders that approve budgets and what we do with it. So it cannot become a public document even to the commission until it is approved. So the ad hoc committee is the one that is working on it. It will continue until it is presented and approved. Any further thoughts on it? And Norma, if there's anything that I missed out, feel free to jump in.
Hi, everybody. No, you've covered it all. I haven't received any news as of yet. So if I do hear anything, I will inform the ad hoc.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So that's the update on that. So move on to item 9.
Item 9 is Commission Staff Reports to Know Better Campaign Update and Video.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'd like for you to look at page 8 of your packet. There is a 2-page report on the To Know Better campaign from Reveille, and it shows some data And some, it also has some links embedded there, which are the different campaign kits that the high schools worked on after they were, they won. They worked with Reveille for a couple months in putting together some campaign elements to bring back to their high schools. So I quickly just wanted to look at phase one of the results, the snapshot. So there was, again, 105 entries from 29 OC middle school and high schools. We had a reach of 5,868,217 impressions. We had a little bit over 14,000 clicks to the website that was exclusive to the campaign. So when you look at the bottom, we have total impressions and display over 2 million, over 1 million on social media, over 1 million in pre-roll videos. So it was that little snapshot just announcing the campaign. And then on snapshot, we were really close to the million there. So phase two, this was, you know, after the winners were announced. Like I mentioned, Reveille was able to meet with the students and the advisors just to kind of give them creative concepts and campaign assets and develop some campaign assets so students would be able to bring these back to the high schools and hopefully promote and push forward the campaigns they had worked on. So from the five schools, only three of them fully participated in the section of the second phase. So Woodbridge High, Somwali Academy, and Western High. So if you click on those links, it'll take you to some of the concepts and information, the logos, just different things that Reveille was able to work with students on to bring back to campus. So I know that Commissioner Faruqi had mentioned that he wanted to see some results. The county also, the Super Board of Supervisors was looking at something, and Reveille was able to put this together. Right now we're working through the approval of the video. So Reveille was able to take the original video to promote the campaign and revamp it with some of the winner students speaking as to what is it, why they participated, what their campaign meant, and really stuck to the to know better messaging. We're still working through the approval process, so I'm hoping that we're able to get that through so we're able to show the videos to the commissioners, but also kind of wrap up everything with that bow, right? And showcasing the winners and having the students themselves send out that message. That's the only announcement I have.
This is great. This is very good analysis, and your amount of clicks and impressions is just incredible work done. Yeah, I think it, you know, a lot goes to the effort put behind this campaign and what it meant to the students and to the overall community as well. But thank you, Norma, for sharing that. I don't know if anyone has any questions or comments for Norma on this and to the staff.
No? Hats off for sure, and in particular, I just wanted to comment on the clicks, because clicks represent a deliberate action that people took in response to the campaign, and so I think that that's something particularly to be proud of as we look at results, because people wanted to know more, right? So we always talk about, like, it's not enough to know, we want to know more, we want to know better. Well, that was an action people took, so bravo, really nice job.
And Norma, I just it was filmed, and I guess this is it's being edited and put together, or is it already to be released, or what? You're mentioning something. I don't know if I caught all of it.
The video has already been filmed, edited. It's going through an approval process. So the county needs to, county council needs to review to make sure that, you know, all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. Once that's done, then we would be able to release and show the video, not only to the commission, but also share it through, you know, social media accounts, etc.
Can I just clarify? The video has already been reviewed. What we're waiting on is proper consent forms from the students. So we have to ensure that we have the proper consent so that we can release the video. These are underage individuals. So we've communicated with the contractor through and through Norma that's the last piece. So we are very close to finalizing. As soon as the contractor can get us those release forms, we should be able to release shortly thereafter.
This is great work, and I appreciate that. And we would love to see this also, the link placed or in our gallery or whatever we have on our website for the commission. I think that'd be great, and to also publish it. Hopefully we also get some media coverage on this when we do release that fully. I think it'd be good to have that. So thank you very much, Norma, and for the great work. Appreciate it. All right. We now move on to...
Mr. Commissioner?
Yes, sir.
Question to Norma. Norma, do we have a sense of when we'll be back in person and off of Zoom?
Good question.
Do you mean for these meetings?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
Just in general?
in general,
let me tell you. You know, with the power that I hold, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm actually waiting to hear from the county in terms of when these meetings will be held in person. What I could share in terms of staffing and opening up our office spaces, it seems as if October is looking like the month where staff will come back to the office, but I do want to share that it's going to be a hybrid. It seems like we would be on a staggered schedule, so not all employees will be at the office at once. There would be schedule of alternating folks in and out throughout the week.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you.
Appreciate that update. All right, we move on to our next item, item 10.
Item 10 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Don't
see Commissioner Hamill.
Skip that. So we'll go to the next one.
Item 11 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
Go by Commissioner Steinberg, please.
Yes, no update other than August 17th is our next quarterly meeting, and we'll have information very shortly, maybe in the next week, that I will send to anyone who would like to attend.
Definitely. Thank you, Commissioner. I appreciate that. All right, any other... I don't want to jump back. Jamie, you are managing the schedule. So, item 12.
Next is announcements from commissioners.
Any announcements from anyone? No? Okay. All right. I guess we come to the end of the agenda. Item 13 is adjournment, but before that, I just want to again thank each of you and our participants, our guests that come in every time, allowing me to lead you for this period of time. It was a learning for me, and I hope it has been beneficial. Obviously, for me, it has been beneficial. Hopefully, I've done a good job for the short time. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. So it's not like I'm leaving town, right? But it's an amazing group of people, and I'm so excited for the new Chair Commissioner Matsuba, and for our Vice Chair Commissioner Jennifer Wang. I think they'll do a super job, and you have the total support of this commission in what you would be doing and leading us. Thank you. Appreciate it, and have a wonderful week ahead, and until next time, God be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.